League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. Last hour of The Usual Suspects. We want to hear from you. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. We want to know if Bill O'Brien should be fired from the Texans or not. Let's get to Rod on the line right now. Rod, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Well, I feel like Bill O'Brien shouldn't be fired, man. Here's why. He got to at least have a chance to, you know, show himself. I mean, it's too late. I feel like it's too late for him to be fired. If he was going to be fired, it should have been a long time ago. If he wasn't going to be resigned, that's cool. But now that he had this one good year with, you know, Watson, I feel like it's time. Hey, he did good. It's time to let him show what he got. Let him come back next year, the year after. Give him a couple years with him and see what he got.
So you want him, after failing with 15 other quarterbacks, you want him now to try to succeed with, like, the 16th or the 17th?
Well, I mean, he never had the talent. You know what I mean? Just looking at the carousel that he had, he never had the talent to really show what he really had. I mean, look at the few games that we had with Watson. I mean, it looked like a completely different offense, you know?
Yeah, that probably wasn't ran by him. I mean, you look at the offense with other quarterbacks, and then look at the offense with Deshaun Watson. Who are you giving more credit to, the coach or the quarterback? Because I'm giving more credit to the quarterback.
Yeah, I'll give it to Watson. I mean, we don't know how much of it was Watson's brilliance and it wasn't. I mean, but I feel like another thing is, who better can we choose? I mean, who better do we have to pick from?
If your wife cheated on you, I don't know if you're married. If your wife cheated on you and there was nobody else out there better to pick, would you leave or stay with her?
You got to bring up
I feel like I would rather stay with Bill O'Brien. At least he already has something in place. We could get worse.
That's true. You run that risk, but you got to break up the ghost. The only thing is, with Bill O'Brien next year, if he comes back, he's on like a 4-game leash.
Yeah, all right, Rob. We'll appreciate the call. There's just no way. If my wife cheated on me, I'm leaving.
I mean, I'm out too.
I'm out. I mean, I don't care who else is out there. I will figure it out at some point. I'm pretty sure when everybody fires somebody, they were like, oh, who else is out there? Nobody knew about Sean McVay or McDermott or any of those guys, right?
They knew about Jeff Fisher.
You know what I mean? Like, who else is, like, I told you that I don't like the who else is out there argument. All right, let's go to, who is that? Billy.
What's up, Billy?
On the line. You want to talk about Bill O'Brien? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I think Bill O'Brien needs to be fired today because it doesn't matter if Deshaun Watson was there or not. The only reason Deshaun Watson did what Deshaun Watson did is because he is Deshaun Watson. Bill O'Brien wasn't calling those plays. Half the time the play broke down and he was running for his dear life and making plays. 99% of the time it was him doing his own thing instead of O'Brien calling it. And even O'Brien said, I really didn't have to coach him. He just sort of went out there and did his own thing. I think, and under any system, he would be just fine. But they need to get somebody better in there to manage the clock and everything else about that.
No, he's been awful on the clock this year. His management of you know, those scenarios has been awful, Billy. You are 100% right.
You are, and thank you for that call, Billy. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he doesn't really have to coach him. You're right about that because, I mean, it's Deshaun Watson. He's going to go out there and make plays. Like, that's what he's going to do. How about you go out there and call better plays?
Let's get to CJ. All right,
let's get to CJ on Bill O'Brien. What's up, CJ?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, it's real hard to be a Bill O'Brien fan. I cannot stand the play call. It's awful, man. Like last year, they had George Gotsi as the scapegoat, and now this year, you know, what's his excuse? But you know, what can you do with no O line and with your second strings at every position? So, you know, as much as I don't like him, I do think we should give him 1 year. But it'd be a really short leash, you know. Maybe, like somebody said before me, a couple games in, and, you know, then maybe we need to start looking to maybe college coaches, like the head coach of Clemson. I don't know. I'm just kind of
spitballing at this point.
So y'all just want him to be Mike Brown, essentially. Y'all just want him to be Mike Brown whenever he was coaching the Lakers, gets a 5-game leash, somebody looks at him bad, and then he's fired. Y'all want him to be Mike Brown. I don't like, if you're going to give him such a short leash, you might as well go ahead and fire him.
Yeah, well, you know, at least see what Watson can do for you, because it's a whole different team with Watson, you know. But again, I guess Watson can make any coach and any team look good.
He's got that it factor. He's definitely got that it factor.
Yeah, thanks for that call. Look, I like the thought about Bill O'Brien staying and having a short leash like that. I think that's stupid.
But that's essentially what would happen. Now, for the record, I think he should go, too. I just don't know where you look. Not saying I really care, but where do you even start the search? Do you stay in the league? Do you look college?
I mean, you figure that out whenever you fire him. Like, whenever you become single.
Do you entrust Rick Smith to do this?
I don't entrust Rick Smith to put a blanket over a baby whatsoever. So I wouldn't trust him to do this either.
So there's another problem.
Well, clean house. That's what I'm saying. Clean house. I've always said Rick Smith was a terrible GM.
Can the slave owner sell the team too?
I mean, if he want to.
Did he come by the Texans? Did he come get the Texans?
Let's get to Jay.
Ain't nothing to do with North Carolina.
Let's get to Jay. He wants to talk about He wants to talk about Bill O'Brien. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Look, I don't think Bill O'Brien deserves to keep his job one bit. But I just know, I will bet my life on it, that Bob McNair cannot wait to hire Jeff Fisher. So I would rather keep Bill O'Brien for one more year, because I will bet my life he cannot wait to get 8-8 Jeff Fisher in here. And that's just going to make me go be a Bengals fan or something. I'm going to leave town if that happens.
I mean,
oh my
it's
God,
the same result, 50-50. Right?
50-50.
Y'all been going, I mean, the Texans been going 8-8, 9-7.
Not 50-50.
Forever, right?
Not 50-50.
No?
Not 50-50. I don't think he's going to stoop that low. He's going to lose so many fans if he hires 50-50.
Jay, who you want them to hire? Thanks, Jay.
That's who Jay wanted them to hire.
Nobody. Nobody coached the Texans. Let Deshaun go out there
and
call the plays.
We're just going to practice on our own.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tony. Tony wants to talk about Bill O'Brien. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Tony? Talk to us, man.
I just think it's really not fair for it even to be a debate for anybody's job, because that's somebody
for anybody's job.
No, I mean Bill O'Brien's job. I mean, for to even put it on the air and for it to be a debate for somebody's livelihood. I mean, this man is working. He has a family and kids. I mean, just think about it. You wouldn't want nobody to put y'all jobs on air and say, do we think y'all should get fired?
Tony, where you work at, buddy?
Where I work at?
Yeah.
I work for Metro.
You work
Police
for
Department.
All right. So, Tony, if you went out there to Metro and you was on a job and you just so happened to get caught doing something while you were on the job, or you was just flat out bad for your job, you wouldn't want nobody to come call for your job?
No, I wouldn't want it to be a debate for my job.
Go ahead, Tony.
If I'm not doing my job, you know, my job performance, that's up for my boss. I don't want the public to put it up for debate whether or not I should get fired.
And this is the second thing about it. Tony, you and I have regular jobs. We don't have $1 million salaries. Bill O'Brien ain't hurting for no money, dog.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bill O'Brien ain't hurting for no money. Between that Penn State money and that Houston Texans money, he ain't hurting.
He's not hurting for money, and two, he has put himself in a position for this to happen. Whenever you play professional sports or you're in the limelight, such as Bill O'Brien, like this, right?
I mean, if
a quarterback is doing bad, they're going to get benched. If a receiver can't catch the ball, he's going to get benched. Why can't a coach get fired? We're going to talk about how bad players play. We need to also talk about how bad coaches coach as well.
The same way we talk about them, how great when they are.
And how great when they are, or just how bad GMs are whenever they are out there going out and scouting talent or picking up talent. This is what happens in sports. It's not the only place where it happens. It happens in politics. It happened in music. But this is what happens in sports. This is what us sports gas bags do. We call for people jobs and tell people that they're bad.
Even though they went through all these injuries, I mean, I understand as far as the talent. This year, I would call it a wash because they had too many injuries to key players. To major key players on offense and defense, running back, quarterback, linebackers, defensive line. This year is just, you can't even count this year.
Well,
the Pirates, the other 3 years is what, 9-7.
That's the only. Tony, that's the only reason I could justify giving him another year next year is because he lost his team.
Go ask Bill Belichick what happened when he lost Tom Brady. It's JT Barrett, Cam Thomas. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. All right. If you're in, then we will take your call. If not, then, I mean, next segment, we're not going to be talking about the demoralized Texans and Bill O'Brien. But Coach Doc is on the line, so we're going to get to Coach Doc, and then Randy is up after that. Coach Doc, what you got to say?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's
doing
up,
great,
man?
Sir. And yourself?
Not too bad. I was listening to you guys, and y'all hit it by two segments ago. Well, two callers ago, I should say. And my thing is, if you're going to fire Bill O'Brien, the GM got to go too. Because, number one, I can't really say who made the pick for Deshaun Watson. Because there have been a lot of bad picks for the Texans. Now, the only time that I thought that they made decent picks is when Bum Phillips' son, Wade Phillips, was the defensive coordinator here a couple of years ago, and then they were able to get some defensive help that's still around today. But, you know, was it his influence that made them pick what they picked and things like that? But right now, can you tell me what offensive help, other than DeAndre Hopkins, have they just picked out of the draft and it's been a home run? You know, they've been hidden and hidden and hidden. So this, through his, I'm talking about the GM, through his regime. And I can't say no. And then they change, you know, play callers on the defensive end this year, and because they thought they were going to lose Mike Vrabel. And we see he can't call defensive plays. But we do see that O'Brien, given a quarterback, he seems to be an innovative play caller when given the tools. Now, I would say I was calling for his head years ago, you know, a few years ago, too. But I thought I was calling it for his head because he wasn't an innovative play caller. But this year with Deshaun Watson, he did seem to be an innovative play caller. So now you get somebody on the defensive end that can call plays and get a couple of, defense, some people to help on defense, things like that, I think you may be within maybe a 10-6 season, maybe 11-5, and now you're fighting again to compete for, your division and then in the playoffs. I ain't gonna listen to you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, I would just say about the innovative play calling. I think it was okay. I think it was better, but I've always said with just like in those first few games with Deshaun Watson, they should have been running stuff like the Chiefs was running early on in the season. Also, you started Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson, so yeah.
Real quick before we get to the next caller, the same way he said that Deshaun Watson was Bill O'Brien was a little bit more innovative with Deshaun Watson. The same case could be made for Vrabel if he had Watt and Merciless in the lineup with Clowney.
Maybe. And maybe so. I'm not giving Bill O'Brien credit for what Deshaun Watson. I think a lot of that stuff was improvised, and I think Deshaun Watson was the one who kind of improvised a lot of that. Randy is up next. What's up, Randy? What you got?
What's happening? What's going on, guys?
What's up, Chief?
Say, I wanted to know if y'all had to pick a coach in-house from the NFL, who would it be? I kind of lean towards Gruden since you got such a young quarterback. I think he'll be a great coach.
Maybe you want to find somebody who can. I mean, you kind of want to find somebody who can kind of develop Deshaun Watson.
You essentially want to find a Sean McVay.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for.
You kind of want to find a Sean McVay. I don't know who in the NFL. I know there's nobody on the Texans who could take over that job. Nobody. But I don't know right now who in the NFL could necessarily do that as well.
I'm not saying that he's a great option, but. Will Todd Haley get back in the head coach?
No. Hell no.
How many years is he going to put up one of the best offenses with the Steelers before somebody comes calling?
He also has Le'Veon Bell,
I know,
Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, Martavius Bryant, Juju Smith. Like, there's no other team with that much offensive power. There's no other team. Then that's where you get to see what he really has, and we've already seen what Todd Haley really has, which is none.
I'm with you on like someone like a McVay, not necessarily as young as him.
Yeah, not as young. You need somebody that's offensive whisperer.
Because you don't know what the O-line's going to look like. You don't know what the landscape of the roster is going to look like. So someone who's not necessarily a sexy name may not work, but has experience. McVay just kind of worked out, I think. I mean, everybody says he's a great football coach and a great offensive mind and all that, but I think it just worked out. You weren't sure that was going to work. I don't even know if the Rams knew that was going to work.
Not this quick, anyway.
No, I don't think they did either. But
I think they did, just not this year. Yeah. Maybe not this quick.
And if Bill O'Brien stays, they need to hire. And Randy, thanks for that call. If Bill O'Brien stays, they need to hire a real offensive coordinator. Like, his team.
Because the head coach has a lot on his plate.
Exactly.
He's got to worry about all three facets of the game. You can't just be worried about calling plays, right?
And you don't have Wade Phillips anymore as your defensive coordinator. And that's what really helped them out a lot. Let's get to, because we still got a few callers. Again, this is the last segment, because the next segment we're gonna have some fun, because a strip club burnt down, and I want to talk about that. Let's get to Steve, who's been holding on for a while. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I kind of just reiterate the other guys. If you're going to get rid of Bill O'Brien, you got to get rid of Rick Smith. You've already seen coaches that we thought were garbage that went off and won a Super Bowl after they left us when they had some talent. So, I mean, he had the top offenses with Deshaun Watson in there by numbers. I know it's a small sample size, but you can't sit there and take those numbers and say, that crap can't happen again.
Yes, Steve. Yeah,
he's right.
You're right. And thank you for the call.
You got to get clean the whole ship out. If one's going, both got to go.
And I say clean the whole ship out. I thought Rick Smith should have been fired years ago. So I don't even know why he's still there. I didn't even think that was up for debate. I thought everybody wanted Rick Smith gone.
I did too.
I thought the only thing that was really just happening was just us talking about Bill O'Brien, because I thought we all wanted Rick Smith gone.
I mean, there's a big consensus out there. I mean, I know what you mean when you say everybody, a good portion.
Yeah.
But I think there is a lot of people out there that
you want Rick Smith. You think Rick Smith won't Rick Smith gone?
I think most people want Rick Smith gone. I don't know if he's whether or not he's going to go. I don't know.
The biggest indictment on him is not that he can't hit on draft picks after the first round. It's the fact that he paid a quarterback. Well, how much did he pay Brock guaranteed?
It had to be like 40 or 50
I think he had
million?
At least. No, it was like in the 20s. After all said and done, after he got rid of him. It was like 20-something million. No,
and your head coach never had a conversation with this guy.
Yeah, but my issue was all the credit he was getting for getting rid of the bad decision. You know what I mean? Like, that was insane to me.
And gave up a second-round pick for him.
Yeah. Now you don't have a first or a second.
What's up? Let's go to Terrell. What's up, Terrell? What you got?
Hey, what's good, fellas?
What's happening, man? Dog?
Well, I don't want to utilize too much time, man, but I agree with the previous caller. I believe that not only should Bill O'Brien leave, Rick, it's time for Rick Smith to go as well. I just believe these guys, their era is over with. Our offense is too conservative. You know, there's a lot of issues, and it's just time to clean house, man. Revamp, you know, the higher-ups and see what we can do from that point moving forward.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So long as you don't get Jerry Reese from the New York Giants, you'll be all right.
And I think you're right. And thanks for that call, Terrell.
You can squeeze one more if you want. You want to squeeze another caller?
Yeah, let's go to Ted. Ted's been holding on. Let's go to Ted. Let's see if we can. Go ahead, Ted. Let's squeeze you in real quick.
Hey, guys. I agree Rick Smith needs to go. I don't know who you replaced him with, but one name that I don't hear anybody talking about that I think would be intriguing is Mike Shula, offensive coordinator of the Panthers. You know, he kind of groomed Cam Newton up. You're kind of looking at a pseudo same-style quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And I think if we're going to go coordinator route and not go a proven head coach, I think Mike Shula deserves a shot.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either. Would anybody like Kevin Sumlin as an offensive coordinator?
No.
All right, we're going back to break.
It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. I don't know what I was about to say there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at JT Barrett TSM. Follow Camp Thomas on Twitter at Camp Thomas TSM. You got the producer, Nick. It's at producer Nick, right?
The producer Nick, yep.
The producer Nick. You can follow Nick on Twitter as well. We appreciate you for being on the ones and twos, Nick.
Absolutely. You guys got a lot of fun there with the Bill O'Brien rush of calls, right?
Right, man, right?
How long has this battle been between you two? Like, because Cam, you're not necessarily disagreeing with him in terms of firing Bill O'Brien. You're saying you don't know who else to hire.
Yeah, like, I don't,
and JT hates you for that.
It stems from the fact that do you entrust Rick Smith to be competent enough to do this job, which no one does?
Yeah.
So then you got to start there and then find the head coach. Or do you bring in I don't support bringing in the coach and letting him pick the GM.
I'm with you.
I think they should just clean house and do what the 49ers did, where they bring in somebody new. Somebody
but it is
kind of
hard
GM
to find a coach that doesn't want to pick his own GM. That's going to be difficult. Or yeah. It's probably the GM that wants to pick his own coach.
It's the GM that wants to pick his own coach.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm all for clean house. You're not going to get an upset response out of me if...
You won't get it from 90% of the Houston fan base that they should clean house.
Yeah. And I didn't think I had to mention should Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien be fired. I thought everybody wanted Rick Smith fired already.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you do have to use the term clean house, but I think people got what you were saying.
Okay.
They've accepted the status quo at this point.
All right, cool. Because, yeah, I don't think Rick Smith is any good either. But, again, I don't think the Texans have the worst coach in Texas as far as professional teams. I think it's Jason Garrett, but that's neither here nor there.
He might be as bad as Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle's not bad. He's
a point guard killer.
He might be.
He's a point guard killer.
Now, that is true. He might be a point guard killer, but I don't know. Rick Carlisle, he's not bad. He's just he's old school. Like super, super old school. All right, I want to get to the story, though, because we got two segments left. Again, tomorrow we'll be on from 11 to 1. Lamar Gafford would be on with us from towntalk.com. Robert Latow will be on with us from Black Sports Online, and we'll get into some more sports stuff, especially tomorrow. Ask them about coach firings and talk about a little bit of the bowl season as well. But here's a story, Cam Thomas, from The Smoking Gun. A jealous boyfriend set a strip joint on fire. This was a little bit earlier this month. A West Virginia man charged with torching a strip club told police that he set the blaze because he did not want his girlfriend to continue dancing at the establishment, court records show.
It's disrespectful, that guy.
Yeah, according
whoever to... Whoever burnt that strip club down, your mom's a hoe.
According to police, Cereal Chance Bishop, 21, yesterday attempted to burn down JB's Gentleman Club, in Huntington. The 3:30 a.m. fire damaged the club's front door, air conditioner, surveillance cameras, and siding and exterior walls. Investigators allege that Bishop watched the fire burn from across the street and even yelled at a passerby to mind his own business when the witness appeared to be dialing 911. Bishop was subsequently apprehended in a parking lot of a Walmart across from the strip club. No injuries occurred in the fire, which did minimum damage to the strip club exterior. Upon his arrest, Bishop reportedly revealed a personal motive for the blaze. He wanted to force the closure of JB's as a way to keep his girlfriend, Michaela Benabach, from continuing to perform at the strip joint. After being detained, Bishop excitedly stated he was tired of his girlfriend working at JB's, so he set it on fire.
He fell in love with a stripper. What can I say? I mean, yep. I feel like a lot of these guys don't know how to handle having, not that I'm experienced in it, but like, I wouldn't be that upset. I'm just saying.
I would.
Don't have her as a girlfriend.
Not upset to go and set a fire, right? But I would be upset if my girlfriend worked at a strip club.
I would too. Hell, I had a problem with one of mine being a waitress at Hooters.
I'm with you on that, but was she a waitress at Hooters before or during your relationship?
This came up during.
Okay, then I'm all right. I'm with you on that.
It wasn't before. It came up during. Now, the funny part about this story is that because I just set this club on fire, I'm going to go hang out at Walmart. I'm going to go post up in Walmart and see what's going on in the automotive parts aisle and see what I can see. And then now I just happen to hear some boys in blue was looking for me.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I would never.
To me, that's a big point, though. Was she a stripper before they started dating?
We'll never know.
I don't know. The court documents didn't say. It said that she was there for 6 months and didn't say how long their relationship was, though.
Now, this is my thing. I wouldn't have been the person driving by to call 911. Like, in the black community, we know snitches get stitches.
Wait a second. You see a fire. A building on fire. You're not calling 911.
You see a fire and you don't see a fire.
Yeah, you see a fire and then you look back forward and keep driving.
You're like, oh,
and
what?
Just get the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, it looked like that's like some coal going up in the air. That's cool, good for them.
Like a kitchen fire or something.
I would have probably pulled out Snapchat before I pulled out the call log.
See,
I think it was a Commodore song. Like, fire. I'd had that playing in the background. And then I'd have just been passing by and I would have had
it on.
You're
wrong for that. What if it was you in the building?
Filter, huh?
What if it was you in the building on fire? You don't want somebody to call the police?
Look, I would appreciate it if y'all did, but I promise you, I'll find a way to get up out of that bad boy.
Listen, if it was my next door neighbor on fire, different story.
Yeah.
You're not calling the police.
I'm not calling the police over a strip club establishment being on fire. I don't know what happened there. It ain't none of my business.
It ain't none of my business. But if something is going on like nearby me that could possibly affect me, like he said, if the next door neighbor, someone get 911 because my stuff is over here.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have pizza rolls in this freezer that I need, and they ain't gonna have the money to pay for damages because they got a lot going on in their own house, right? So at that point, then I would exercise my right to be a good citizen and call the police. Now I'm sorry, the fire department, 911. Let's just call it that. But yeah, if I'm just driving down the road and I see something on fire, it's like now you see it, now you don't.
Okay. All right.
We believe in the turn the other cheek philosophy when it applies.
Well, turn the other cheek philosophy applies when, you know, someone's coming at you. You're trying to be the bigger man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, and then, you know, I might get a, they might think I had something to do with this. The cops would, sir, where were you before when the fire happened? I was coming from Burger King.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be questioned.
So we can't depend on you for, like, Amber Alerts and stuff like
that. I don't even get those to my phone. I turn those off.
How do you turn those off?
Bro, man, I saw
Is there a way
Twitter.
To do that?
Yes.
Are you on iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, I got to get on that. Yeah, but now I'm sounding like the selfish person.
I turned mine off. Like, look.
Wait, okay. I want to know, have anybody ever actually caught the Amber Alert? Because we see the Amber Alert, but we never actually see it. I want to know if there's someone out there who's actually saw the Amber Alert with the car and actually saw the car and called
it. Well, so you have to be looking for it. And
have to be looking. Like,
you have to be looking for the license plate,
memory,
right?
Because don't they give it to you with the plate number, too? Because I
ain't
got one now in like
2 years. The
year,
the model, the plate number.
I ain't got one in like 2 years now. So I really don't remember what they look like.
Do you get a reward for...
Yes.
I don't know. I imagine some people offer rewards. I don't know if there's a reward for every case, but maybe. I don't know.
Whether it be... Depending on what city or county, you definitely get some kind of reward.
I mean, I can use that $5,000.
Give me National Cam Thomas Day or something where I can push my rent out for a year.
I don't think you're going to get a National Cam Thomas Day.
Well, not... Give me a city holiday. I mean, hell.
What?
They're giving out keys to the city everywhere.
Who the hell
Las Vegas,
do you think you are?
I'm clearly... Someone would owe me their life if I just did them this favor.
See, you're all about what's in it for me.
Exactly.
What's in it for me, Cam?
Because I came in this world one deep, and that's how I'm going out. One deep.
I don't understand.
I don't get paid enough for you people. I got enough of my own stuff to worry about.
I don't know. I guess.
I'm just saying. Sorry to be so public about it. I guess I should have dropped this on Twitter on my burner account. I'm sorry. We got one team, one dream.
Why do you want a national holiday for calling it
Amber Alert? You ain't got to give me a national holiday.
You wanted a city holiday for an Amber Alert.
Yeah, I want a city holiday. You're not going to give me a holiday like Martin Luther King that get glossed over, right? Mine would be bigger than
I don't think it gets glossed over.
It does get glossed over.
Okay, we'll talk about what you actually want on that holiday in the last segment of the day. ESPN 97.5, JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for the usual suspects.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Camp Thomas filling in for Joel and Barry. Thanks, son.
What was that?
Cam.
Was he whistling? What was that?
I think it was feedback from his headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's happened before.
He had a little stroke.
We talked about some Rockets today. We'll probably talk a little bit more in depth about that tomorrow. Some coach firings or some hot seats. If Bill O'Brien should be fired or not.
We talked about that ad nauseum like we were First Take.
We talked about should kids know if Santa Claus is real or not. Cam Thomas was hitting on an intern. We talked about a few things.
I think I was more so hit on.
Were you hit on?
I mean, you're the one reaching out for help about your love life. It was kind of you, wasn't it? You're the one who you were the motor behind all this, weren't you?
I think I was more so hit on, and then JT just kind of like hit on the other for the other, right?
I tried to help you out.
JT was just asking probing questions. Probably made the young lady feel a bit uncomfortable. But it's cool.
I don't think she felt uncomfortable.
Probably I don't think she did not. Either.
No. She said she wanna be in this position. I'm pretty sure she's gonna get worse questions.
Oh, boy, because I had a... Never mind.
See? There you go.
I have a few questions.
You should have asked them.
Oh, no.
Why?
We'll talk about it later.
You want to ask her now? Is she still here?
We'll talk about it. Look.
I don't know.
We are not about to
Was
get...
Was it too Howard Sternish for you, or what is it?
Dahlia, way too Howard Sternish.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's off the wall.
We got a we got a dump button.
Oh, no. We're not about to go there.
No?
That's more of a podcast discussion.
Gotcha.
Is that how filthy y'all get on the podcast? Y'all just get absolutely filthy on the podcast?
You gotta go listen to it, but I will tell you, it gets pretty raunchy.
I mean, we get pretty raunchy here, so it's not... It's fun talk.
Who gets raunchy?
Yeah. Pretty much the usual suspects, the Blitz, John Granato, like at least three of the core shows get pretty raunchy.
Who doesn't get raunchy?
Oh, that was the question. My bad, I missed it. Yeah, I mean, some people are very sportsy. You know, you know, just kind of depends.
It's okay. You can call them out.
I would say Charlie Polillo is a very sportsy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm necessarily calling him out. I think
no,
he's
not
agree.
Calling him out. No,
I think he would agree.
This is a sports radio station. I don't think it would be.
But yeah,
yeah, no one would fault him for that.
Nope.
No. Now, if I was to ask you other questions, then that'd be calling people out.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I want you to keep your job.
You're the professional of the two, Cam's the loose cannon, as he mentioned.
No, because I'll call for somebody's jobs in a quick hurry.
Really?
Like, yeah, I tell somebody straight to their face that they're bad.
Really?
Yeah. I'm usually the nice one, but when it comes down to that, I would straight up tell you
that's where JT like channels his inner me. Any other time, you got to keep the dumb button ready with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's the last segment because I didn't have to.
I've been chilling.
Push the dump button the entire the 3 hours that we were on the air.
Hey, you ain't have to use the dump button. I did you a big favor today.
I appreciate that, Cam.
I do what I can, bro.
I saw Fred. AJ, is AJ here?
It is Fred and AJ, by the way.
They're both going to be here next.
I think they're doing 4 shows this week, so they will follow the usual suspects time slot each and every day this week, I think, with an exception of Friday. But don't quote me on that. I think AJ just tweeted out 4 shows this week. So.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, I didn't know. I thought they would have been on vacation as well.
I thought so, too. That's why I was like, I think it's going to be rotating.
Yeah.
Because I was asked on Twitter, but.
Yeah. You didn't know. Gotcha. Yeah. Cam, what are you getting into? I asked Nick first. What are you getting into after this, man?
I'm gonna go home, man. I'm producing shows all this week. I'm filling in tomorrow, actually, for Charlie Polillo, and I'm producing this show.
Okay.
And then I'm not gonna do much. The good thing is I get to sleep in.
Like, yeah.
That's the great thing about my job is I get to sleep in. And your phone is about to explode in the studio. Your headphones. Cam is struggling. Oh, he heard his ear. It got his eardrum.
Did it get you?
Is he deaf?
Did he get your eardrum?
That's, oh, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why it does that. Is it the Beats by Dre?
I think it is, yeah.
Because it only happens with those headphones.
They never did that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But that's not the first pair of headphones I've seen do like Beats by Dre. Yeah. Before you lose your ears, sir.
Yeah.
You want a radio career, you're going to need your ears, Cam.
You are going to need your ears if you want a radio career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's functional.
He's talking about him because he can't hear you, which is so funny. You could be talking so bad about him right now.
I could have, but I wasn't. Yeah. Now he's plugged in. Are you plugged in?
I am plugged
in. Okay.
All right.
That was a huge delay there.
All right, so you're not doing anything.
Nope.
Cam, what are you getting into?
I have to go back to work, at least show my face for about 3-4 hours. And then we're going to Exposé tonight.
Okay.
Good for you.
Exposé is about to be off the hook. Hell, Paul's calling me about the damn party now, but Exposé is about to be off the hook. I'm probably going to shoot my shot at least 6 women tonight.
Impressive.
I will be dressed to the absolute 9.
Impressive.
I will look like I was going to accept the Soul Train Award.
Okay. I think I got some tickets to the Houston light show. The Houston Zoo light show. I mean, whatever it's called. Zoo lights.
So there's a female involved, right?
I'm hoping to take my girlfriend. She is, I know her mom is leaving, so I don't know if she has to take her mother to the airport or not, but I'm hoping to maybe take her to the zoo lights and we'll see what happens from there. Yeah. I wouldn't go by myself.
Yeah, I figured. I mean, that's the reason why I assumed that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this was like summertime, maybe, I'm pretty sure there would be like, if I was single, there would be women there. And I would, oh my goodness, what an amazing pick. And I'm pretty sure the Utah, West Virginia game, that was an amazing pick. I'm pretty sure there would be women there. And if I was single, I would probably go. Exposé is just not my thing. I've never been that type of person. I'd rather actually hang out with, you know, my significant other than going out to Exposé. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So both of you guys have plans, basically.
I have potential plans.
It's confirmed for you, Cannon.
Mine are set in stone.
Yeah.
Mine are set in stone. I got my shoes in the mail. I've got to make sure I get my, I'm going to be wearing two sets of glasses tonight. I'm going to wear one pair while I'm driving, and then the other pair when I get there, like, I don't want to see anything, so I'm having my, like, I'm the guy that wears sunglasses after 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I'm that guy.
At least you fully admit it.
I don't care.
You embrace it. It's not a big deal.
I don't care. It's a part of my, I get it.
Now, where are you on the glasses with no lenses, like Russell Westbrook?
Oh, those are trash.
Garbage, right?
Those are trash.
JT?
Yeah, I don't like them either.
Why did he wear that? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him wear them since.
But when you got money like him, there's new fashion trends that us poor people don't know about.
Yeah.
So apparently it's like all the rage in like, you know, certain tax brackets.
I would imagine Russell Westbrook is the one dude that can get away with that, right? Millennial star. Him or
probably Dwayne Wade.
Can get away with Dwayne wearing those
Wade
sailor
is one
pants.
One of the best dressers in the NBA.
Dwayne Wade is the best dresser in the NBA. I'm pretty sure Dwayne could get away with that because of that. Because of that reason alone.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah.
PJ Tucker is probably the unique dresser on the Rockets roster. He likes to rock the overalls and the polka dot pants and stuff like that.
I couldn't tell you one thing PJ Tucker ever wore besides a uniform.
You don't watch the Rockets games?
I watched the Rockets game.
Wait for PJ Tucker to make his major entrance.
We watched the game.
Why would I watch the pregame?
They're not outside waiting on PJ Tucker at the bus like they waiting on James
Harden. PJ Tucker to make his big entrance. Yeah.
Is it still... Who is that CSN with us? I know it's Root
it's
Sports
AT&T.
Now.
It's not Root Sports anymore. It's AT&T Sportsnet now.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Trash. All right. Is it still who is that? Eschenfelder?
Yes. Eschenfelder and Murph.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the pre and post.
Pre and post game,
the
right?
The play by play would be Bill Worrell,
yeah,
Matt Bill Bullard, Worrell. And they'll throw in a little Clyde Drexler.
Clyde does the home games.
Clyde Drexler is so bad.
Yeah. He gets he gets hated on a lot.
There was one time where there was a play. I kid you not. I swear to goodness gracious. There was a play that happened, and I think Bill Royal said something, and it was like a 5 minute. It was like a 5 second pause, and Clyde came back and was just like, "That's bad."
Yeah, because he wasn't paying attention. Wasn't paying attention. That's why.
If there's
a long delay and you get like a terrible response, he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
Like, and Bullard be trying his best. God bless him.
Yeah, he does.
But Clyde, man, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Calvin, I need to go find out where you get them suits from. I know it's
I found one of them jackets. So I'm going to get me one.
Yeah,
West Oaks Mall.
I'm going to be ready for Easter this year. I'm going to shut it down.
JT Barry Countime is filling in for Barry and Joel. I'm pretty sure you said Barry will be back next week.
Barry will be back next week for the Usual Suspects along with Jerome Solomon, but the Blitz are coming up right now.
The Blitz is up next. Catch me and Cam Thomas tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Barry Lamanek here, and if you've been listening, you know I've talked about Cowboys and Indians, and I love this place, and I want you to go try it. Everyone that's gone and tried it has gotten back to me and said, man, I thought you hyped up Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen more than it was going to be. It exceeded my expectations, y'all. The food is that good. Get out there and try it. It's located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. The beautiful thing about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, it's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So that means you can get whatever you want. Quesadillas made with naan bread, chicken fried steak, chicken curry. They're known for the best butter chicken in Houston. All of it delicious, all of it family recipes. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where you can find it. They've got a full service bar, so you can go out there and enjoy a game and a drink at the same time. If you don't want to leave the house, you can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. And the cool thing right now, they've got a lunch special between 11 and 3. It's the ESPN 97.5 special. You get a half-pound classic burger with fries for $8.99. 1901 Taft in Midtown as Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.